USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The United States and Guatemala signed a so-called Safe Third Country Immigration Asylum Agreement just days after the president threatened to impose tariffs on the country if it did not agree to the deal. Trump says this deal will put an end to human smuggling at the border.
We're sending a clear message to human smugglers and traffickers that your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala. The safety of migrants and their families will protect the rights of those with legitimate claims and will end the widespread abuse of the system and the crippling crisis on our border.
While speaking with reporters, the president also downplayed North Korea's latest missile tests.
They're short-range missiles, and my relationship is very good with Chairman Kim, and we'll see what happens, but they are short-range missiles, and many people have those missiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
U.S. regulators are approving T-Mobile's $26.5 billion takeover of rival Sprint, despite fears of higher prices and job cuts. T-Mobile CEO John Ledger announced the Justice Department's decision in an earnings call with investors.
The consent decree with the DOJ removes a huge hurdle for this merger to proceed while delivering on the key benefits of the merger that we announced in April 2018. We are going to create a bigger and bolder competitor with a transformative 5G network.
But the company still faces a lawsuit from 13 state attorneys general before that deal can go through. Of the 235 Democrats in the House, there are at least 100 who made public comments in favor of or at least starting the impeachment inquiry process. That now includes California Congressman Mike Levin.
I must now support an impeachment inquiry in order to get to the truth for my constituents. I do not take this decision lightly. Moreover, given the current political climate, it may prove impossible to impeach the president, regardless of what a House inquiry reveals.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump says China may hold out until after the election to secure a trade deal, hoping that Trump gets defeated so they can deal with a different president.
I don't think personally China would sign a deal. If I had a 2% chance of losing the election, I think China would probably say, let's wait. Let's wait. Maybe Trump will lose and we can deal with another dope or another stiff, like the people that allowed these deals to happen, this horrible thing to happen to our country. Because what's happened to our country, the money that China has taken out of the United States has rebuilt China.
A poll of 2,000 Americans that examined their eating and snacking habits discovered that 88% are so-called zombie eaters, admitting to looking at their screens while eating. John Clemens reports.
From their TVs to their phones or laptops, they're multitasking. The study also revealed they looked at their phones more than two separate times during a single meal. 83% of those surveyed revealed they had their food go cold while deciding what to watch. Judy Gammon is the healthy eating expert with Executive Medicine of Texas.
It's something we're all witnessing. Go to any restaurant, you notice that when people are sitting around the table, even families and even couples that look like they're on a date, they can't help but pull out their phone.
Another 80% of the zombie eaters surveyed said they found themselves so busy they were preoccupied with their screens that they forgot to eat. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.